This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Thursday. All the way in a granny flat, it is Carrie Bickmore.
Sorry.
And guys. Tommy Little.
No. Oh, hold on.
Hey, Buzz.
Welcome to the show. Australia.
We had a plan to get
We're
stuck
doing
straight.
Something.
We had a plan to
I
get stuck.
I found it.
Oh, have you?
I found okay. it. Okay. So can we restart?
All right, hang on a second.
Okay.
Afternoon, Carrie Bickmore.
Hey, Buzz. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm good. Tommy Little, always good to see you.
Hey, Buzz. How are you, mate?
Vickers, what have you got in your hot little hand there?
Okay, so this what we're about to do next is all your idea.
Yes.
It came about on the weekend when you text me on a Sunday.
Yes.
I always know your best ideas come on a Sunday when I wake up and I'm like, oh, you're up and about early for you on a Sunday. Something good's about to happen. You text me and you said, want to do a cameo segment. We each get the other person a cameo, in brackets, that shout-out site, and play them to each other on air.
Yeah.
Yes?
Because I gave you a bit of benefit of the doubt. I thought maybe she knows what it is then, just in case, because we have talked about it before, but
and,
just in case
And I wrote back, I really don't understand any of that message, but yes and yes.
Yeah.
I didn't
Very
really
supportive
know.
Co-host.
I'd
Great
heard
work.
Of Cameo, mm-hmm. but only recently, and that's all I knew.
Yeah, because we've talked about it.
And then you said, you know that Cameo site, we have to organise one for each other each week and we surprise each other. Just look it up. It's great. Should we put a spend limit of $50 per week? And I wrote back.
I already know what you wrote back because it's. I remember it. It burnt into my brain. You wrote back, do I have to download an app?
And you said, with cry, laughy face, just go to the site, mate. And and then I wrote laughy face and then I thought I got it. So I said, but no one's going to want a message
oh
from me. And you said, no, we pay for messages from other people. For example, I pay for a message from Snoop Dogg to you and you pay for somebody, whoever you want it to be, for me. And I wrote back, ha ha, I get it now. And then I said, do you enjoy hosting a show with a geriatric? And you wrote back, happy Mother's Day. This is the most mum conversation I think we've ever had, so it's fitting.
Yes. And so you have already ordered a cameo, I believe.
Yes.
I have ordered a cameo.
Yes.
And next, let's see how this dizzy mum navigated through the site that is Cameo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, if you've just joined us, we've ventured for the first time into the world of Cameo. If you don't know what Cameo is, it's a website where celebrities offer their services to give shout-outs to your friends. So
once upon a time, you would have written a letter into, like...
I don't know. Someone.
Oh, someone from the morning.
Channel 9.
Channel 9 and said, can I please get a message from...
Daryl Summers
to say happy birthday to Tommy.
Yes.
Now you just go on this site and there's a whole lot of not really A
Everything.
Grade, there's, C grade
no,
down.
A.
Is there A?
Yeah.
Celebrities willing to offer you a birthday message if you pay them.
And... of course, this came to our attention when somebody organised Flavor Flav, who's the rapper who wears a big clock around his neck, is from Public Enemy, to do a very funny shout out to the recently incarcerated George Pell.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav and the place to be. Rocking from the bottom to the T.O.P. Yes, I'm standing and I didn't fail, because this message goes out to George Pell. You know what I'm saying? For real. Hey, yo, George Pell, yo, I just got to say happy retirement, my man.
Now, just because I'm a bit slow, we've worked out I am a mum who doesn't quite get
Dizzy
things.
Mum.
Was that a joke? Or because these people don't know anything about the people they're recording the messages for, Flavor Flav just think there's the guy called Pell who's retiring, and so he's saying happy retirement to him.
I've got a question about that as well. Would he have made that, like, wrap up, or does someone tell him what to say?
So you write your message to the people, and what we're about to work out is, because we've just done our first one, is that some of them ad-lib a bit around it, and my one I'm filthy about. So because we had a task to get the other person a cameo, and we had a $50 spend limit.
Which is, so you go through this website and you can pick, like, sports stars, you can pick actresses. It was so fun trying to work out who you'd want a message from.
Yes, and of course you can write anything. So the end bit, this bloke ad-libbed a bit. I'm going to give it, if you can.
Okay, so will people be able to hear this?
Yeah, if you put it into the mic, hit play.
Okay, do I know this person? I don't recognise their face.
Hit play and watch.
All right.
Hey, Carrie, congratulations on becoming the 92nd in the Maxim Hottest 100 Women in Australia in 2012.
What?
It was up to me, I would have made you 91 or even maybe 90, but I'd have to double check who else was in it. Fingers crossed in 2013. We're going back to the future. Yes, we are indeed.
Yeah, you had lived on that last one.
I don't know who that is.
Don't you?
No.
What about if I showed you?
Should I?
What about if I showed you another picture of him wearing that gold jacket? That.
I don't know who that is.
That is one of the Married at First Sight contestants, Sean Thompson. And have a guess how much that message cost me.
$49.95.
$6.
He's recording messages for $6. This is not fun. I wanted it from someone that I knew.
I thought you'd know him.
Why would I know him?
Married at First Sight is the biggest show in the country. It's a
phenomenon.
Mate,
I told you I never watched
Buzz,
it.
You remember the bloke with blonde hair who wore the gold jacket?
Of course I do.
Sean
How could you
Thompson.
Not?
Yeah, everybody knows Sean Thompson.
That guy looked like he was in prison that I just read then.
He did record it in a change
room. In an orange suit. I thought it was someone from behind bars.
At my gym, it's illegal to record stuff in the dogs.
Oh, that's no fun. Next time,
what do you mean? Okay. That's everything. That was six of the best dollars I've ever spent. Sean Thompson available for hire at Cameo.
Okay, here's my question. If it only cost you $60 and $50 was our limit, $6 and $50 was our limit, can you use the $44 remaining to put towards our next one that we do?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you can bump up the price.
Yes, great.
And I want it from someone I know next time.
You just need to be more in the zeitgeist. That was Sean Thompson from Married at First Sight. Okay. I'm ready for mine now.
Okay, well, there's a little bit of a problem with yours.
Of course, there is. Mum was on the tools.
I thought who one of your favourite ever singers is Rebecca Black.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I thought.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love a message from Rebecca Black?
Absolutely.
So I clicked on her Cameo and she's up for anything. This is what she says.
Hi guys, it's Rebecca Black. I am here for the first time on Cameo, which is an app where you can book me if you want a shout out for you or your friend, or even a little singing telegram. I can do that on the ukulele, whatever you would want.
From the Rebecca Black.
I know. So I sent my request.
Yes.
And then I got an email back saying Rebecca Black wasn't able to complete your request.
Why?
Oh. What happened? I don't know. I'm not sure she didn't like my message.
So did you have a crack at my... Okay, what was your message?
Okay, so I said...
Was it singing or...
Hi, Tommy.
Yes.
I hear you're an up-and-coming comedian. Cute. And that you work very hard making your funny jokes, selling your little mugs and trying to meet girls. I see you're up to 200,000 followers on Instagram. I wrote a song about the end of the week and I have 861,000 followers. In brackets, sing is what I wrote.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do that.
Didn't do it.
No.
But you know what I just got buzzy.
Yeah.
I just got a Cameo from Carrie Bickmore. Just
So now I don't have one to play for you.
But you can. So you complained about my Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
But then this is good because your $50 doubles into next week. So you got $100, and
so
I've
got $94 for next week, and I've got $100, which means we can dabble into the upper echelon of talent because it was a bit limiting the $50.
Speak for yourself. I got Sean Thompson from Married at First Sight. What do you want to do? Calls on 13 10 60 because that's what I had because that's what I was thinking.
Run-ins with Married at First Sight people. Well, my suggestion, suggestion was.
Okay, what's that? Which one's that?
We don't speak, guys.
I can't even. No, that not that. You mean the thing we were speaking about privately?
No, my suggestion was.
Which one? Get Buzz to do cameos.
Yeah. I want people to call up.
You guys can't even afford that.
if they want a Buzz cameo.
Yeah.
And then we'll set the price.
Okay, let's do both.
Okay.
So if you've had a run-in with a Married at First Sight star, give us a call because we'd love to hear it. Also, if you'd just like an absolutely free cameo.
Oh, free?
Yeah, from Buzz.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Buzz? What's your rate then?
Buzz.
I'll pay for it. What's your rate?
What's the highest
on there? Well, Thompson was $6.
Yeah, Sean, $6. All right. He's been on a smash
mega rating.
$2. I'll do it for $2.
I'll pay a $2 cameo from Buzz for whoever wants it.
Yeah, so if you want a
13 10 60
cameo from me, give us a call, 13 10 60. Oh, guys, phone lines are lighting up. Good luck out there, producers.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little something has been popping up on ovals all around the country. What is it? We'll find out very soon.
Ripping tease, Buzz.
Thank you.
I will stay
grass?
Tuned. It could be grass. Imagine that. We just get to just after four. It was grass, guys. Thanks for joining us. Hey, we just discovered Cameo.
Yeah.
It's a great site where you can book celebrities to give messages, personalised messages to friends, family, whoever. I got you the smash hit superstar Sean Thompson from Married at First Sight, and you were not impressed.
Well, I didn't even know who he was.
Even though you knew... that you weren't impressed, and then you backed it up with not getting me one.
No, I tried to get you Rebecca Black of Friday thing.
No, but you didn't get me Rebecca Black.
No, well, she didn't like my message, she didn't record it.
Buzz, is it true that you also didn't get me Rebecca Black?
Correct.
Yeah, and Sonda, our producer, you also didn't get me Rebecca Black.
Sorry.
Yeah,
so no, but it means you've now I've got a lot of money to play with. The next one's going to be true.
Well, I've got a lot of money to play with because Sean Thompson was only $6. and so we're putting phones out. Yeah. Do you want Buzz to give you a cameo?
Yeah.
Also, have you had a run-in with a Married at First Sight star? A double-prong phoner. Our producer is yawning. What a review of the show.
Oh, just go home now, Son.
Okay. Eve, I'm assuming you have had a run-in with a Married at First First Sight star, Eve?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not once.
You would like a Buzz cameo?
I would love one.
Is it for you or for a friend?
It's for me. I would finally like the recognition I deserve, I feel.
in what area?
For, yeah, great.
Well, 1998, we're going back a while, I was state champion gymnast, and I would finally like to receive the recognition I deserve.
That's great.
Okay,
good on you,
great.
Buzzy, take it
away. Thank you.
Eve, taking you back to 1998, the state championships in gymnastics, you carried that team, Eve. That was all you. And all these years later, you finally get the recognition that you deserve. Well done.
Yes! Fantastic. Thank you.
Can I just give you a bit of advice,
yeah.
Buzz? Yes. I noticed when I went on the cameo site that a lot of them have cute little catchphrase or little like, they start going, yo, 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 it's Buzz.
Yep.
Or, hey, guys, it's Buzz. True. I feel like you need to add a little something to your
slight
to your
room for improvement.
Okay. Well, you're not even paying for this, so that's enough from you, Eve.
No, it's $2, mate. You're charging
Carrie said she's paying for it.
Yeah,
I know, but
$2.
That's still money changing hands. And I also think if people are going to criticise, you know what Buzz did?
What?
He completed his cameo, which more than what you did. Because...
Thanks, Eve. Jess, have you had a run-in with a maths person or you want to hear from Buzzy?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I did. I run into Sam from Married at First Sight at the Gold Coast Airport.
Oh, Goldie Airport is prime real estate to run into a maths star. That's really
Sam.
Who is Sam, Jess?
Pardon?
Which one's Sam? Is he the bloke? Is it the bloke or the girl?
Yeah.
Is he the kind of big islander bloke?
Yeah, the scandalous one from the previous season.
Oh, he was scandalous.
Yeah.
Not even recent maths star.
And so who was he scandalous with?
With Innes.
Innes. Oh, God, there's another one I don't know.
That's going to be my next message from Innes.
Get me one from Innes. Get Innes this. Jess, and did you say hi to Sam? What happened?
Yeah, we did. We asked for a photo, and he was trying to check into his flight, so we had to give him a hand because he didn't know how.
Oh,
wow.
So he's scandalous and stupid.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Jess. Thank you for getting involved.
Should we finish with Lucas?
Yes.
Lucas, what are you calling about?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good.
Living the dream, bro.
I want a cameo from Buzz for my mate at work, Doug, a.k.a. Douglas, for his birthday today.
Douglas.
Now, is there anything Buzz needs to know about Douglas?
Doug just knows Doug.
Oh, Doug. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
You can probably sing happy birthday, Douglas.
How old is he, Lucas? How old is he?
Oh, I think he's 25 or 26.
All right.
Good stuff, Buzzy. Take it away.
He's got chicken legs.
All right.
Okay, that's good. Good to work with.
Work that in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Douglet. Your mates are such good friends that they know how old you are. You may have chicken legs, but you've just got a cameo off Buzz, and when you have a cameo from Buzz, that'll keep you buzzing.
Very good, Buzzy.
Wow.
And that's how you make $4, ladies and gentlemen.
Have some confidence. Take the out. When you do an out, take it.
All right, hang on, let me try again. And that's how you make $4, ladies and gentlemen.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've got a story for you. That's what I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And
can't
amazing
wait. You
tease.
Said it'd be funny.
No, I said
a little bit funny.
I said it'd be a bit funny.
Sure.
And just a joyful listen, hopefully.
Yep.
So, naturally, we were chatting about the election the other day, and we chatted about how boring it is and how many people have switched off to the coverage altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying that it didn't really matter because I reckon most people's minds are made up by what their parents tell them or told them years ago. My mate's Jewish, and she said that her mum told her when she first was able to vote, she just goes, now, vote Liberal. And she walks in there and goes, don't collect any of the cards from anybody. You're voting Liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, Mum, why? And she goes, all the Jews vote Liberal.
It's just as simple as that.
Yep, all the Jews vote Liberal. Mm. And then my mate said he went and visited his mum and he asked his mum, he said, "Mum, who are you going to vote for?" And she goes, "Darren." And he said, "Sorry?
What, his name's Darren or just vote for that's someone called Darren?"
Vote. No, that's who mum's going to vote for. He goes,
"Who's
Mum?"
Darren?
He goes, "Mum, who are you going to vote?" And she goes, "Darren." He goes, "Exactly." He goes, "Mum, who's Darren?" He goes, one of the politicians. She said, "Because which party is Darren with?" And she goes, "I don't know." And he said, "Then why are you voting for Darren, Mum?" She goes, "Well, because when I drive to your sister's house," which is her daughter,
yeah,
I need to turn right at the house that has the sign for Darren out the front.
Oh, my
and
God.
So I figure if Darren gets elected, there will continue to be signs there and I will still know when to turn. But if Darren is not elected, then I'm not going to know when to turn." And so she's voting for Darren in the hope.
What does Darren stand for? What's his policies?
It stands for "This way to your daughter's house." I think these are great. I think they're as good a reasons as any to vote for whoever you want to vote for. So I want to know on 13 10 60, what is the strangest, littlest reason
Who you're choosing to vote for.
Yep. It might be something that your parents have told you, or it might be just something that you have in your head. You might go with favourite tie. You might go with who's in the yard and tells you to turn right. Or you might be a Jew, in which case, no need to call because we know all the Jews vote Liberal. Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
And sorry. I do have to apologise, firstly. We're talking about the weirdest reasons you vote for someone.
Yep.
Because my mate's mum.
Or silliest.
Yeah, silliest. Yes. My mate's mum is voting for a guy called Darren because he has his vote. Signs in a yard where she needs to turn right to see her
daughter. So she remembers where to turn every time. Yes.
And one of my friends who is Jewish, she got told by her mum to vote Liberal because her mum then whispered to her, "All the Jews vote Liberal." And Joel was called in and he's Jewish and votes Labour. So I apologise for my blatant racism.
I mean, it's not really even you, it's grandma's blatant racism.
Yeah, another Jew. That's right. That's who it is. Let's go to Sean. Sean, what's your reason for voting for someone?
Oh, I think ScoMo is cute.
Okay, you're blind. What is it that you find cute about him, Sean?
Well, just the way he look.
Good on you. And you don't find Bill cute?
No way.
What about sexy Clive Palmer? Bit of Palmer?
No way. Impossible.
Okay.
Pauline?
I don't think she will like me.
Good on you, Shawnee.
Hey, Luke, what's the stupidest reason you're going to vote for someone or have voted for someone?
How you going, guys? Well, there's a guy in Richmond in Melbourne and his name is Max Dick.
Yeah.
And he's just got a funny slogan.
Yeah. What's his slogan?
It's don't be a dick. Elect one. Vote for Max.
Oh, gosh. He's not in my area, but I'm going to vote for him anyway. That's great. Good on you, Luke. Great stuff.
Nick?
Is
Nick
there?
Hey, Nick, what's the silliest reason you voted for someone?
My hippie mum told me when I was a kid that to vote for the Greens because green is the colour of the heart chakra.
Oh,
wow.
The heart
and now,
chakra.
And now the Hulk is my favourite Marvel hero, so now I'll vote for the Greens because, well, he's green.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's fair. It's also a sad state of affairs that a lot of us are just voting for people for really dumb reasons when they're literally going to run the country.
Yeah, but they're better reasons than what else? Policy, climate change. Who cares? Hulk is green. He's voted for the Greens.
Maybe if they put up a good option, one of the parties somewhere around this country, then we wouldn't have to do silly little votes, would we?
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Are you a Wolverine fan?
Well, Hugh Jackman, he's awesome, right? Of course. Yeah.
He is.
So Wolverine is yellow and Clive Palmer's party's yellow.
Maybe I'll tell my boy that story.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff. Thanks, Nick.
Should we end with Caitlin?
Yeah, great. Great.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Caitlin.
So I've actually already voted. I did a postal vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I voted for Clive Palmer because we have the same initials. So, yeah, that did not go down well at Nan's roast last Sunday when I explained to my family
Clive Palmer. Who did Nan want you to vote for?
No one.
Wow. Oh, a donkey vote from Nan.
Yeah, donkey vote, yeah. But I figure CP, just as good as any vote.
That's not bad. I mean it's not good, but it's not bad. Vickers, what, you look like you've just checked out of not only the show,
you know how
society.
Before we started on air you said, I've got this thing, but it's talking about the election. The election's boring. Is this too boring? I'm really bored.
The election is very boring. But they did well.
No, the callers were great.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, I think it was your topic.
Yeah, that's fair. Get us out, Buzz.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you're a bit nervous about this.
Look, I just think tonally it's not right.
It's Tommy, but that's fine.
Okay, Tommy, yeah. I don't think it's right.
Okay, so should we do it?
It was your call, mate.
Yeah, okay, what bit about it makes you nervous?
I just think the words, using the words over and over again.
Okay.
And I also just think it's just, I don't know, it just... I feel like it's not good.
Okay, so it's about these things that have been popping up all around the country in sports ovals and and there was one in the Sky the other day that we heard about. The thing that we're talking about is the male genitalia. And so Biggins is nervous about us using certain words for male genitalia. So instead...
I don't think you can even understand what you're saying.
What would you like us to call
just
it?
Just in case you couldn't understand that, male genitalia.
Oh, don't just say it, mate.
No, because you're going,
no, male hang on. Sorry, after you were nervous about how this would go, you can't just say those words into a microphone.
Yes, I can. There's
not
nothing
in a normal
wrong.
Voice.
I'm a parent and we're taught that you use the real world.
So I can't say it, but you can say it. So what can I call them?
Don't call them what you would like to call them.
Fun rockets.
Okay, there's been fun rockets found on ovals all around the country.
Yes, people are burning them into the grass.
Right? Why?
Because they're funny kids, and so they're burning these fun rockets in, and they're going, "Isn't that amazing?" And for some reason, I don't know if it's copycat behaviour. Have a look at that one. That is so good.
How do they do that?
So they put like lime or something on the grass, so then it burns it in.
Ah, right.
Yeah. So we shouldn't encourage that.
No,
it is funny. And I want to know, where have you drawn or burnt or done anything a fun rocket? Because years ago, it's still one of my greatest achievements in this life, and sure, that speaks volumes of my other achievements. But fine, here we are. When I lived at the Snow, I set out with a mate. We planned it all season. We wanted to do this, and we got two shovels, and we set our alarms for 2 a.m, and we woke up and we worked furiously until about 6 a.m. as the sun started to come up, and then our crowning achievement was a fun rocket that was about 8 meters long, and it was a good meter high.
Wow.
And we had like meter long sticks in the boom boom for a bit of, you know, a bit of foliage action. And my God.
Where? On the slope?
Yes, under the chairlift. And so then we lined up and we caught the first chairlift.
Was it up, heading up,
it
or
was
heading
facing
down?
Upwards. Yeah. And because it's cold, you know. And so we caught it up and we had these little disposable cameras and we took photos of it, and still, I've never seen a ski field more alive. Like, people were just buzzing with, have you seen the fun rockets? Some people started jumping off the head of it and trying to clear the whole thing. Really
funny.
Good times.
Do you remember when I drew a fun rocket?
On TV?
On TV. That was a highlight of my life.
I still don't know how that happened. I remember
it was Charlie
on the back
Pickering,
of the paper.
Who used to host the project with me, at the end of every show, you know how traditional newsreaders, they sign off at the end of their thing and they get their paper together and they bang it on the desk and then they sign off. And he used to do a fun rocket as his pretend signature, right on a piece
as
of paper.
As the lights are going down. On the
no
show.
One ever saw it. He used to just draw it on his piece of paper and he had this full fun rocket collection of all the end of the show drawings. Yes. And when he left, someone came to the show one day and said, what did Charlie used to draw at the end of the show? And I drew it for them, and in the break I showed them and they all laughed and everything. Anyway, the piece of paper that I drew it on the back of, I didn't think that I might need that later in the show. And at the very end of the show, I said, oh, time for a last little bit of feedback.
Yes.
And I pulled the piece of paper up, upright to read the feedback. And on the
feedback
back of that piece of paper
side.
Was the little fun rocket that I had drawn. And that was the way we ended the show that night.
And did people start laughing as your rocket
I
was
noticed
up?
The crowd just started going, and then I saw my phone just going, ping, 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 ping. Charlie was very proud.
See, this is good fun. I can't believe you were nervous about this.
Actually, it's fun.
Yeah, give us a call.
Fun. It's innocent
13,
fun.
1060, where have you drawn a, let's go to Ali quickly. Ali, where did you draw a fun?
Still
rocket?
Talking to Caitlin and Belle, so we'll take a.
Then why have they pulled her over to the left-hand side?
I don't know.
Let's not have this chat on air.
13 1060,
where have you drawn a fun rocket?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, take your calls next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And right now, because you were nervous, but now you're having fun?
Yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah, great. Mm. We're doing Where Have You Drawn? A good old-fashioned fun rocket. Thank you, Buzzy. Ali, let's try again. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're living the dream here. Have you drawn a fun rocket somewhere? Good stuff.
Yes. Yes, lots and lots of places, but one that comes to mind is I was gurneying the front of the house in the front driveway, and I decided to draw a massive one on the driveway, like take up the full driveway.
How did you draw it with a gurney? Do you just mean in the water?
No. With the gurney, you know, it's a high-pressure cleaner and it cleans as you go. So it's kind of like a big pencil.
Oh, so there was just a clean patch.
I just did it before. Your clean patch, the clean patch was the fun rocket. And we've been renovating in the last few years. So my daughter and I, before we knock down a wall or paint a wall, we like to draw them on the wall and give them faces.
It's a family affair.
It is. And it all started with my son years ago. We bought a pottery wheel and he made one on a pottery wheel. And I went, mate, what's that? And he went, oh, mum, that's rocket ship. I went, it looks like one.
Yeah. I love you, Ali. But Buzz, have we got a price for Ali?
Ali, $100 to spend at tradie.com. That's thanks to our show sponsors this week, Tradie. So well done.
Oh, my God. I've got a new grandson. I can buy him some zippies.
Okay. Perfect. Yay. Well done.
Good Thank on you, guys. Al. That's awesome.
Let's go to Jessica from Sydney. Jessica, where did you draw the fun rocket?
So our Year 12 prank, we decided we would carve it into the school oval.
Awesome. What did you use?
So some of the boys just got shovels and dug the outline out and had the fire hydrant, which sprayed about 50 metres in the air, and turned that on for everyone to come to school.
That is great stuff.
I think the best part was the principal decided that the best way to get rid of it was to fill it in with dirt. So it ended up just being a nice big black on the oval.
Good on you, Jess. That's great.
Fun callers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your mate?
Everyone loves a bit of a fun rocket.
Yeah, don't they?
Yeah. Peter, do you like a fun rocket?
We did. We entered a running competition and realised we weren't very good at running, so we had to find another way that we could entertain everyone that was in the group. So we used Map My Run to create a fun rocket as our course.
So you ran the track of a fun rocket?
Yes, and then that's what we loaded, because we weren't really doing the big long runs like everyone else in the competition, so my friend and I found another way to shine.
And so was it quite a short fun rocket then?
We were impressed by it because we weren't great runners. But yeah, probably, yeah. That's a good way to describe it, yeah.
That's great. And so you can just use it, so when you get fitter and fitter, your rocket just gets bigger and bigger.
That's a good motivator. We've had a new run since, but yeah, we could do that.
Finally, Tom, where have you drawn a fun rocket?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Living the dream.
We were doing a glazing mirror installed of a gymnasium, so floor-to-ceiling mirrors, and let's just say we were drawing some big fun rockets using the glue on the back of the mirrors, but unfortunately the glue that we were using was actually solvent-based and burnt through the backing paper of the mirror. And 2 weeks later we had some floor-to-ceiling fun rockets in all the mirrors.
Isn't that great?
Did they make you take it down and do it again?
We were called back and every single mirror had to come off the wall, unfortunately.
Oh.
And did you have the nerve to say when someone said, look what happens when I look in there, and you go, no, that's what you look like.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we don't have an issue, Hughes, but a few people in our team have been speaking ill of your ways. Do you know what we're talking about?
My ways. I mean, there's so many possible things here. I don't know. No. What's going on?
Have you been doing anything that you think other people might find disgusting?
I mean, I've been in the past, been in trouble cutting my fingernails and toenails in the studio.
Funny you say that.
Your toenails?
I have cut them before in the studio, yes. I actually had a woman leave me a message on Instagram saying that she's got my toenail from 2006.
Where my God.
We gave it away on the radio back then, so she's still got
it. That is The most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Although I don't think it's any worse. Like, I think
what are you
even
doing
if,
with it?
Even if she said she had your toenail from last week, I don't think that's any worse. I think it nestles in it gross.
Do you put it in a glass box? What do you do with it? Should frame it?
She'd be sniffing
it. Pretty proud
that
she's cherished it all this time. I mean, she's held on to it. So,
but we don't know about her. She could be a hoarder. She could have all types.
Yeah, well, I'd say she must be, yeah. What am I doing?
Buzz?
Well, we've just recently started sharing a desk, haven't we, Hughesy?
Well, sharing. I'm trying to find a little corner of that desk. I mean, it's not easy for me.
Do Buzz and Hughesy share a desk?
I didn't have a
desk
at all.
That's so funny.
I didn't have a desk at all. The other day,
for the amount of work that you do.
Mate, our producer...
I've never seen him in that office.
Oh, no one wants me in there.
There's nowhere for him to sit. Oh,
hello, Kate.
Yes. Funny thing that happened the other day, Hughesy got in trouble for leaving stuff on a desk because it upsets your producer. But Hughesy went, where am I supposed to leave it? And Sash went, you're not supposed to. He went, where's my desk? She said, you don't have one.
That's when I realised I don't have a desk. I realised I was upset.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because it is about leaving something on my desk. I was typing away this morning and my hand was just resting on the desk as I typed. And then as I lifted my hand up, on the base of my hand, there was a fingernail.
Yeah, right. No, I don't believe that is my fingernail.
What? Everyone in that office, your producers, reckon it's yours.
Well, I haven't cut my fingernails for a while.
Buzz. Have you chewed them,
Buzz?
Yes.
I'm not a chewer.
I've got the worst news for you, Buzz. That wasn't a fingernail.
Oh God.
What was it?
That
wasn't a toenail.
No, not my nails in the office.
Well, yeah, I used to do that, Kate, but I haven't done it for a long time. It's a mystery.
Who else has a toenail? It's got 2006 written on it.
I did go for a run yesterday, maybe in the changeover. It's really hard to believe. Can I have a look at it? Have you still got it?
Absolutely not. I threw it straight out. I did take a photo of it. I'll show you a photo.
Okay. Oh. And then put the photo up against your foot and see if it fits.
Look, there it is there. That's...
Disgusting Cinderella.
Is it discoloured?
It's like...
Yeah, it is discoloured.
That's yours.
Yeah, it could be.
That's Hughesy.
No, it's definitely...
It's gross.
But I'm not going to completely claim. I want a DNA tested. So I will hope.
Buzz, just to clarify, are you asking Hughesy to stop or would you like four more to complete the set?
Four more to complete the set would be nice, please.
You know what? All right. Well, we need to talk, you know, off air.
That's what we're doing now.
Oh, we're on air. Well, I will hopefully not do that anymore. But I would like my own desk where I can leave toenails anywhere, to be honest.
God, that's fair.
Imagine you just don't ever use your desk other than to cut your toenails, and at the end of the year there's just this huge pile.
Well, if it was my desk, I'd be allowed to do it, you know? So.
Just like Scarface, but nails. Oh. Instead of,
All right. Well,
I'm sick to the stomach.
What does Scarface have?
Just a pile of powder, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
Booger sugar, as they call it.
All right, guys, we are back tomorrow.
And speaking of tomorrow, Buzzy, I am going to be in Sydney this weekend doing shows for the Sydney Comedy Festival. Saturday night is already sold out. There's a handful of tickets for Friday night.
Perfect. And where can we get tickets?
TommyLittle.com.au. Sydney Sider!
All right, we're back tomorrow. See you, everyone.
Tiny but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.